Now that is whack!
This drama contains adult language and partial nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
It's The Hardline.
Hi there, this is A-Hole.
And I'm Tank.
And I'm Snake.
Weekdays 3 to 7.
How well does this format do?
It does great.
Does it really?
Yes, it does. In a way, I'm sad to report. It really is guy stuff, and it becomes bottom feeding at a certain point, and it makes someone like me crabby. It's not Algonquinian conversation we're dealing with here.
This is a business of actors and actresses. You know, we don't have scripts, but we all come to work acting parts.
What is the one thing you think that Angelina regrets the most about her time with Billy Bob, now that they're officially divorced? There's one thing.
The tattoo.
Not the tattoo.
She got several.
Nine.
Of him?
Yes.
Oh, no.
But she's got nine Billy Bob tattoos?
Yeah.
She can get that taken off.
Picture of him here and there, name here and there.
Carl was here.
Yeah, with a little arrow.
Cobra.
I do have a monkey. I do have a Monkeys and Batman lunchbox. Yes, I do.
I bet you do.
Absolutely do.
I bet you do.
What, do you have a monkey's dunch box?
Yeah. Is there a big market for dunch boxes?
No, I can't remember. Did I carry two when I was a kid?
You had to, man. Big old Husky Grego. Four sandwiches.
Bag of pork rinds.
Yeah. And a hog. You had to put a hog in one of those.
Everybody else had a lunchbox and had a suitcase.
Yeah.
I've already been tortured by 3 hours of, you know, Kid Craddock fawning, post-cowboy games, sex reporting, every other word pluralizing, Neapolitan misfit talk.
You had to take your top off, right?
I had to get naked.
Totally?
Totally.
Totally nude now.
We are approaching midnight here in the Garden of Good and Evil.
Where the f*** were underseats?
On the board.
Stand by. Hit the theme, psycho. Dumbass.
The time is 3:21. 21 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Daylight Time. The tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And this is The Hardline, the most listened to sports talk show in the great Southwest. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. Well, it is Tuesday. And we have a very big day ahead of us here today. A lot of stuff to get into, including a trip into the realm of the occult. Should be a big surprise there for everybody. That will take place at 4:50. The Ranch Report will be at 5:30 today. E-News will be at 4:10. So there are your staples of the presentation. Hello?
Hello?
What's up?
No, nothing. Just seeing what y'all are doing today.
How are you?
Well, I'm fine.
Good. What can we do for you?
You can do nothing. I'm here as a part of your program, and I want to see what you have going on today, so I told Psycho to put me on hold.
No, we don't have much going on, really.
Why are you not here?
Huh?
Why are you not in here?
Well, I didn't know we had to be there, like, right at 3. I mean, rules. Woo. Are y'all normally there at 3?
No, not usually.
See?
We just kind of wander in whenever we want.
See? I had some stuff going on. You know, I'll be there around 3:30. It's cool. It's all good.
Well, what kind of stuff did you have going on that takes priority over the show?
Well, it was actually for the show. I don't have the luxury of just lugging a sports page up to work like y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I had props and bells and whistles, and I forgot a videotape that I used last night that we need for the show, so I had to run home and get it.
Porn?
What?
Porn?
No, not porn.
Hmm.
Some of the wackiest things I've ever seen on TV. Did y'all watch Letterman last night?
No.
You didn't see Loretta Lynn and Jack White?
No. Perform their song together?
No, I didn't.
Well, you'll listen to it during E! News.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Very excited about that.
Yeah. When is that?
That's at 4:10 according to the run sheet. Now, maybe it'll happen then, maybe it won't.
That's wonderful.
All right, well, we're getting the got to go from Danny, so get up here.
All right, I'm almost there.
All right, see you. Coming up next, we're going to get into the Cowboy Stadium issue, and we're going to do so with a visit with Margaret Kelleher, the county judge, who has assumed a place at the forefront of this thing. We'll talk to her about which side she's on and what, in her view, what it's going to take to get this thing done. And we'll do that next here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.